Hey everybody, it's Greg from Experience Asheville, and we are on episode 12. Thanks for joining us. Today I have the honor of interviewing Jason from Ash Vegas. Welcome, Jason.
Thanks, Greg.
I don't know how many of you know about Ash Vegas. If you're local, you certainly do. And before we get into what that is, I really wanted Jason just to give a little background about himself and how he ended up here, where he's from, and just some general knowledge of who you are and what you do.
Sure. I can give you the quick and dirty bio, and you feel free to ask questions, man. But thank you for having me on. So I grew up in Asheville. A lot of people think I'm a native, but I'm technically not. My parents moved here when I was an elementary school kid, but that was a long time ago.
I'm going to sort of say you count, which blows me away because, again, I keep interviewing people, and I would say 90% of the people I've talked to are actually from here, and there's not that many of you.
Yeah. So grew up here, went a couple of years at UNC Asheville, and then transferred to Chapel Hill to do the journalism thing.
Okay.
Started working in the newspaper industry.
And, in Chapel Hill?
My first job was in Eastern North Carolina. I started with a couple of small newspapers and sort of working my way up and ended up back in Asheville at the Asheville Citizen-Times, my hometown newspaper, for the first time in 1993.
Okay. So a while ago.
Yeah. And I say the first time because I have this sort of love-hate relationship with the newspaper, and maybe we can get into that a little bit later. But after about 5 years, I actually moved away, and I was in Europe for a couple of years covering the military.
What country?
I was in Germany.
Okay.
Yeah, and I worked for Stars and Stripes, a newspaper covering the military for a few years. Came back to Asheville, and I've been back since about 2000.
Awesome. So let's talk about what Ash Vegas is. I want it from your perspective. I know what it is. I want you to tell the listeners what it is from your side.
All right. What I see Ash Vegas as a local news and entertainment website. It actually started as a blog. I jumped
what,
on the...
What year?
This was 13 years ago.
Okay.
2000, whatever that was,
eight or nine. Okay.
Yeah. I jumped on the blogging bandwagon like so many people did. And at that time, Greg, it was very personal and some observations about Asheville mixed in with other, you know, pretty much meaningless stuff, but it's morphed and grown into the, what I truly believe is a community hub for news and info and fun stuff going on in town.
And what gave you the idea and the name? I mean, we all sort of use that name jokingly, but you sort of have the rights to it. So, so talk about that a little bit first.
Yeah. So, I guess, Two answers there, Greg. One is that I started blogging as a creative outlet. I had worked my way up in the newspaper career to become a middle manager.
Nowhere else to go.
Yeah. In newspaper lingo, that's an editor. You know, you get away from the writing and the photography and the storytelling, and you end up managing people, and I missed that. That's why I started the website. The name comes from, honestly, growing up here in the mid-'80s, it was an ironic, cut on
right,
Asheville.
Right.
Hey, let's go hang out in Ash Vegas. There was nothing going on here. I mean, very, very little. And a lot of people are familiar with that story. Asheville was stuck in a lot of ways for many years. And the growth that we're seeing now is still relatively new.
I would agree. So the website is, from my take, it's a community hub. It talks about music and food and news and all sorts of different information. How did it start to like get traction?
Well, that is a great question as well, Greg. A couple of things. I knew in the back of my mind, watching the way the newspaper industry was going, that at some point I might need a website like Ash Vegas to be a lifeboat for me if my 9-to-5 job in the newspaper industry didn't work out. And so along the way in my career, a couple of the media organizations in town, Mountain Express, I worked for
sure.
a couple of years,
okay.
and the Citizen Times, allowed me to keep the website sort of as a parallel track. And they would occasionally promote that brand the
Ash Vegas. So they didn't see it as a competitor at all.
They did and they didn't. Okay. It was interesting, Greg, because they, at that time, they were somewhat threatened by it, but not really. And they didn't
see the size of what was going to happen to the internet, and you sort of did.
Well, I can't say that I was any visionary, but what was frustrating for me was that they never embraced the new, what I saw as the new, exciting, not technology, but a form of reaching people.
A media outlet. Yeah, sure.
So that was going on, and that helped it get traction, to answer your question, Greg. The promotion through the bigger established outlets helped me with Ash Vegas get traction. And then I was laid off from the newspaper in 2013.
Okay.
So about 5 years ago, I guess. And indeed, I needed Ash Vegas to start paying the bills. And so I really focused a lot more time and energy on it to get it to where it is.
And you don't have to tell me this, but I was just curious, do you know how many people are looking at it daily or weekly?
Man, I'm so bad with the good old Google Analytics, but you know it, and it all depends on the news. If I get a hot story, last year I wrote really it was kind of a nonsense story about a NBA player who got married at the Biltmore Estate.
Right.
That thing got me like I don't know how many hundreds of thousands of hits, but the local news stuff frustratingly doesn't quite get as much viewership. But I would say anywhere between 150 to 250,000 hits a month,
okay,
like monthly viewership,
okay,
somewhere like that.
Significant.
That's pretty good I'm a one man band.
Yeah, I think it's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
What's your favorite? What do you like about it? What's your favorite? I mean, obviously, people have heard me say this, but I'm sitting here next to you, and I can tell you're passionate about it.
Yeah.
And I think anyone who's passionate about business, and I'm sorry if you've heard this from me before, the business will work. So what's your favorite thing about the whole thing you got going on?
I mean, I just love telling the story of Asheville, Greg. I mean, it's just ever fascinating. It's always fascinating. And the topics and the trends change, but just the feeling of being plugged in and knowing what's happening in a town that I love. And the website gives me a voice, too. I do have, I can spotlight attention on things that I think deserve it. And I do try to avoid a lot of the, I don't know, quote unquote, mainstream stuff. I do some of that, but I also...
Because you can find that in the newspaper.
Right, you can get that at wherever else, but I...
You definitely put a twist on it. I think you have a more of a fun vibe.
Definitely want it to be fun.
Right.
Don't want it to be boring.
What's the worst part about it? Never have a day off?
Yeah, you got it, buddy. Yes, you know, as an entrepreneur, you know, you got to feed the beast, because if you don't do that, and especially in this day and age with the social media focus, if you're not present, people forget you pretty quickly.
Okay, so here's a weird question off the cuff. Do you get to take vacation?
Yeah, I do. I do. I've figured out ways where I can slip away, and I will have the, you know, I've got the phone or the laptop handy in case anything
goes down and you have to work.
Yeah.
How do you stay so connected to the community? Like, if people who are listening, if you haven't checked this website out, you need to check it out, and we'll talk about where it is later, but it's got everything from news to music to festivals to craft beer to how do you stay so connected on all those aspects?
It's a really good question, and it's a mix of things, Greg. I have people telling me what to look at all the time, you know, in the world we live in, we all get hit up from all sides: Facebook messages, Twitter messages, emails, all that stuff. So I have a lot of people coming at me saying, Jason, look at this. You ought to write a story about that. Help me promote my event. There's that world. In addition, I really like to look at a host of public records type outlets of information. I know where to look at land transactions. I know how to look up court records.
So you got a lot of little back-end stuff going on that separates you?
Yeah, I can look at all that stuff. And I'm out and about on a fairly regular basis. I attend a bunch of sort of advisory level government meetings that give me an early warning tip on stories. I don't attend county commissioner or city council meetings, although I will watch. But I really cover a sort of the next level down meetings where stories bubble up.
Foundation level, sort of.
Yep.
Okay, so you've got this amazing media outlet going on. Where do you sort of see it in the next 5 years? What do you think? I mean, it's blown up.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, and I'm not just talking about, obviously, the internet. I'm talking about Ash Vegas specifically. Do you think it's going to continue to grow? Are you going to be able to handle it all yourself? Yeah. I mean, it's sort of crazy.
I would love to grow it, and I'm constantly thinking about how to do that. How can I make a little bit more money? How can I hire other writers to help me out? I have a couple of folks that I pay on a freelance basis, but it's just me full time.
I still think is so cool, by the way. Yeah. I mean, that's just my take.
The media landscape is ever changing, Greg, and I still feel like I'm sort of feeling my way around. What's going to be next? We see troubles with Facebook these days. Twitter has had its ups and downs for social media stuff, you know, trying to grow.
All of a sudden Snapchat comes out of nowhere.
Right. Something will come out. Something else might come out of nowhere. So I'm just kind of feeling my way through, continuing to do what I do, and we'll see what happens.
All right. So what gets you up in the morning? I mean, you know, I always talk about you do the same thing over and over and over again, and you obviously get to be connected to so many different people, but what gets you out of bed and down to Penny Cup for another day at the office?
Honestly, it's getting out and meeting new people, like having the chance to meet you and really get to know you. I've known Mountain Merch. I saw your announcement about Incline.
Yeah.
And I am inspired by people like you that are doing what you're doing, figuring out a way to make it on your own and follow your passion. So really, that's what gets me going.
I don't know if I could go back to working for the man.
No way. No way.
All right. So you don't have to share this, but I was like, I got this guy who's completely connected. Can you tell me like one or two cool stories that are sort of really funky off the cuff? They could have been in the past or something that might be happening soon. Or, I mean, you've really dialed in. I was looking at Stu's thing on cheeseburgers the other day on your website. And I just like how he writes, but,
yeah.
What do you got coming? What do you got a cool story from the past? I mean, anything that's sort of fun you might want to share with us?
Fun stories coming up.
Or over the years. Do you have anything crazy happen, like as you were building the website? And like, I mean, has anyone ever come up to you and said, hey, I want to buy the rights to that, you know, trademark or that?
Yeah.
I mean, anything?
I'm trying to think, man. Nothing comes to mind right off the bat.
You know, when we get done with this, it's going to...
Yeah, I'll totally think it's going to be like, doggone it. One thing that I do is play in the realm of gossip, and I feel like I have a good enough network and enough experience to know how to work sort of the gray line, the gray area here in this form of storytelling, because that's the one area where I have a competitive advantage. I don't have to go through a series of editors. I don't have to have three sources.
It's just you.
On the record. It's just me and my judgment. And I make mistakes. I admit it. And when I do, I go back, I apologize, and I make the corrections. But it also allows me to get the earliest jump on major stories.
Because you can sort of sneak something out, whereas if you're working for the newspaper, they'll be like, oh, we don't want to write that yet till we have a more solid foundation for that story.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Well, that's sort of fun, I guess. I mean,
in this day and age, Greg, it's getting a little dicey with all the discussion of fake news now.
Right.
That's really impacting how the public views its trust with media organizations. So I try to be really open and transparent about what I'm doing, and people know how to reach me. And if I, you know, the one thing that I do have is that trust. And I know that if I mess that up, I lose my audience. So I have to be on point.
Right. The community knows who you are.
Yeah.
And you know, you walk the fine line today, too, of what free speech is and what it isn't. I think that 10 years ago, things that could be said now can't be said and vice versa. I think there's definitely a change in that free speech.
It's an interesting time we're living in, man. You know, some people are starting to talk about us in a post-truth world, and I don't know, it's kind of head-spinning sometimes, but I try to play it mostly straight, and people know where I'm coming from.
All right, so I'm getting to talk to Jason, who is as well-connected to this community as probably anyone I've spoke to, and again, super privileged. So when you're not here working, You know everywhere to go. You know where to eat. What are you doing when you're not working?
Or what
do you, okay, give us a spot or two that you frequent.
Yeah. I'm really partial to the Warren Wilson College campus.
Okay.
In Swannanoa. Two reasons. My mom lives out in Swannanoa. Second is that my wife, went to college there, and she's actually the one who's really helped me get to know the network of trails that they have that are open to the public.
Sure. On the backside. Yeah.
And a lot of people know them, but it's mostly locals. It's not overcome with the visitor crowd. So it's a great getaway. I've got a 7-year-old pup and I can let her off leash a little bit and run around. And so, that's really a great go-to getaway for me when I just need to clear my head and get some forest around me.
Cool. All right. So let's tell people, where to find you, because there's definitely a twist on the spelling. So I want you to share that, and also if there's anything important or events that you would like to share with us.
Folks can find me, ashvegas.com
without the E.
Is the website, right?
Yeah, yes.
But on social media, it's ashe Vegas. So it is a little confusing, but you can Google me and you can find me pretty much that way. In terms of events that are coming up, I don't know that we have any big sponsorships happening this summer. Later, I know a lot of people in this area are really working up toward the World Equestrian Games.
Oh,
in Tryon.
Yeah, big deal.
Big deal. And so I work very closely with the folks at WNC Magazine, and we'll have a presence there, and I'll be doing some reporting. So
get to know your horses.
Yeah, I got started getting to know my horses, exactly.
Well, listen, it's been a great having you, and you know, I appreciate you taking the time out of your day to do this for us. Again, check out the website. He definitely knows what's going on. If you want to find me, you can find me, Greg, at inclineadventures.com. That's incline without the I, so nclineadventures.com. I appreciate everyone listening today, and have a good day. Check us out on the next episode.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.